The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of the presenters and are not shared by Jukasa Radio or its affiliations.
It's Friday night. Hello, Friday. I've been waiting for you for a long time. You just saved me when my life came crumbling down. And I know you're gonna leave me. Hello, Friday. I've been waiting for you for a long time.
That's right, another Friday, 2 o'clock. It's Hello Friday. You're joined by Carla and Tara hanging out. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hello. Good. How are you?
Good.
We're missing Josh.
I know. He's out at the Mont Hill tournament. Yeah, they're doing the great tournament today. Yeah. So he's out there. Hopefully he's doing a good job.
I mean, he's kind of listening, actually.
Yeah, I saw the video on our Facebook page.
He's not that
of
great.
Of him trying to shoot. Yeah. Is it what it's called, or putt?
No, but
I'm not really good with the golf terms.
No, you're not, but
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but he sucked.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know how they're doing.
Yeah. Well,
they
shout out to them.
They should have gave us, like, check-ins to, like, tell us their scores and stuff.
Yeah. I know that they were at hole, like, number 9, I think, around now. So there's 18 to go, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
So,
good job.
There you go.
Yeah.
I know some golf.
You do
not
know a little.
Not all of it, but yeah. I'll make it
there's
work.
There's more than putting.
Right. So right now, we're going to get to your favorite segment.
Oh, yes. The scuttlebutt.
Here we go.
The scuttlebutt.
Okay.
The scuttlebutt, my favorite.
Your favorite.
Part, yeah.
So I'm going to let you go first then.
Okay.
What's
so,
your topic?
Last night on MTV.
Of course.
One of our favorite shows premiered.
What show was it?
Jersey Shore.
I didn't even realize
that
it was coming back.
It was for 2 hours.
No way.
Yeah. And it was crazy. So like now we know like in like real life that mm-hmm. Mike is in jail.
Right.
But it was like the episode leading up to Mike's like sentencing.
Okay.
Yeah.
They all showed up, right?
Oh,
to court?
Yeah, they all
day?
Did. Even Ronnie, who apparently, okay, so they were all going to meet at Vinny's to go to court. Like Vinny, Pauly D, Angelina, and Ronnie were going to meet at Vinny's in the morning.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, since you didn't see it. So Ronnie shows up late. And of course, like the night before, his Jen, what is her name? Jen?
Baby Hart, mama.
Yeah, yeah, baby mama came into Jersey, whatever. He come to like Vinny's and he was beat up.
No way.
Yeah.
Why am I surprised?
You're like, and that's the thing. Like, he start telling this story about how he was out for dinner and like guys recognized him and they wanted like to do shots with him. And then they followed him down a street or something. And so his story was they jumped him.
He said they jumped him?
They jumped him.
Why do I feel like he's lying?
And they took his necklace. So then everyone, all the roommates, you know, are like skeptical of his story.
Right.
And they were like, okay, Ronnie he said he got jumped from the back.
Okay.
So he had like a black eye in the front.
Mm.
And then he had scratches.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
It was definitely the baby mama.
So Pauly right away was like, who scratches?
Right. Like what guy's going to come up to you and scratch your face?
Yeah, exactly. So like he lost his necklace and it was just, it was like a big thing with Ronnie again. And you're like, well, let's pay attention to Mike. So then.
Yeah, it's his day.
Yeah. So then they all met at the courthouse. But you know, Jersey Shore in fashion, they didn't dress up or like, you
no
know
way.
What they look like, right?
Did they dress up like they were ready for
Jenny,
the club?
Like Jenny actually talked about how she had to order an outfit.
No way.
To go to court.
From Fashion Nova or where?
Probably. I bet it was. So yeah, totally. Because I was just thinking of what it looked like. It had to be from Fashion Nova. But anyway, they picked her and Vinny. Because only two could go into the court.
Okay.
So JWoww and Vinny went into the court. And I think just because of the way they were dressed, like out of everyone.
Oh, is
because
that
like
why?
Ronnie had like red shoes. Angelina showed up with like rips in her jeans. And so they were just a hot mess. But yeah, so then like Mike and his wife and Jenny and Vinny went into court. And the rest, like they were just standing there. So they're like, let's go for lunch or whatever. So it was kind of cool to see them on their phones in the restaurant. Like they they learned the update just as the rest of the world. Like, you would think they would kind of have, like, inside information.
Right, like, they were, like, on the blogs checking
but they were on TMZ. Like, and it was kind of cool to see. Like, I'm sure they sit there and look at TMZ all the time.
Yeah, if I was on TMZ, I would be refreshing that page
Polly was refreshing, like, the whole time. But then it came across the TV, like, in the restaurant they were in. And they found out, like, the whole episode, they kept saying, oh, no, the most he can get is 14 months. Like, but then they were saying they're going to set an example because he's a public figure, right? So they gave him 24 months, 2 years. So, like, Snooki was crying. Dina was crying. And Angelina, like, I think she had fake tears, like, just for... I'm not into her. Like, they also went to see Mike's, Lauren's. I know it's not, it's just Lauren, but they call Lawrence. Yeah. They went to go, like, watch her try on her wedding dress. And, like, Angelina just brought up topics that were inappropriate.
See,
and
I don't know why I'm not a big fan of Angelina either.
Yeah.
Especially the way she acted on Double Shot at Love.
Oh, my goodness. Disgusting. She was yelling at the girl. But I'm like, who is this girl? Okay, you weren't even really on Jersey Shore. Like, they kicked you off.
Right. You, like, begged back in.
Begged with her... trash bags. Remember trash bags?
Yes.
Oh my god, that girl. But yeah, it was a great episode, and like, I highly recommend that you watch it so that you catch up.
I'm definitely watching.
Yeah,
it
you
this
have
weekend.
To because like Mike and Lawrence, I keep calling her Lawrence
because Mike calls her Lawrence.
Yeah, but that's not her name.
Yeah.
I believe they finally get married before. Did they get married before he went to jail?
I believe they did.
Yeah. So I think that's what the whole thing is about,
like,
is
leading up to
their
that.
Wedding. Because really, there's only a month in between, like, because he got sentenced, and then they were talking about him going to jail in November, and this. Like, was October, so I'm assuming they only have a month to get married. So I'm assuming all this filming happened, like, in the month.
Would you get married before or after jail?
I think before. I think they did it right. Yeah. What do you?
What if you change your mind once he's in there, and then you're like, okay, well, I don't even know who he is anymore. It's been a year.
2 years.
2 years, yeah.
No, I don't know. Like, she really loves him, and, like, he loves her. And I don't even know if he actually went to, like, a real prison or, like, you know, like a Martha Stewart prison.
Right.
So, like, I'm sure they'll be fine. Would you get married after?
I don't know, to be honest.
What? So they're going to get out and you're going to be like, oh, I don't want to marry you no more?
People change across 2 years. Like, I don't know. Depends how much I'm visiting you in jail.
Oh, my goodness, Carla.
I know. I'm
it's
cold.
Your husband.
I'm cold.
Okay. What do you have to talk about?
Okay. So, do you remember when they announced that Blink-182 was going on tour with Lil Wayne?
I do remember
that. It was the most odd
pairing. Yeah, I was going to say, it's weird. Like, who?
But I wanted to go. I genuinely wanted to check out the show because they had dates in Toronto.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, this is cool because I love Travis Barker.
Yeah.
Love Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
So, I would love to see, like, how he remixes his songs and everything. So, they kicked off their tour this past week, and they had their first show last night.
Okay.
So Lil Wayne, he's the one opening for Blink-182. Yeah. They go on stage afterwards. He gets on stage, right? Now, I'm guessing there wasn't too many people in the crowd.
Why?
He's performing. He gets through four songs of his set. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's grabbing the mic and he's saying, "Ain't enough of y'all here. I'm out."
Are you serious?
Yeah, literally.
Is there video of that?
There's video.
I need to see that.
I'm going to show you it. But not only that. So he says that.
Yeah.
And then 20 minutes through his performance, he also says, "Sorry, guys. I'm not used to performing to a small crowd. It might be my last show here tonight. Ain't enough y'all here." He says it again. And honestly, if I spent my money, because those tickets, they were more than $100.
Yeah.
So if I spent my money on the show and then on top of that booked off work to go to the
for
show,
sure,
you're losing money.
Yeah.
I would be mad.
Okay. So, like, he was the only opening performer?
Yeah, it was just them two.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they're doing, like, a collaborative tour, right?
Did it say how many, like, how full it was, like a percentage?
No, and, like, when you see the videos, it's just showing Lil Wayne on stage.
So you can't really
tell.
See? Like, what if it's just the nosebleeds that aren't filled?
But when you think Lil Wayne, right, like, a lot of people call him, like, a legend in hip-hop, right? Like, you put him up there.
I didn't know that, okay.
You put him up there nowadays with, like, I guess Jay-Z.
Who are you putting him up? What? Really?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah. He's had a long career.
He's been
career.
A while, yeah.
Yeah, he's
okay.
got longevity and whatnot. So, yeah, I think he mentally puts himself up there too.
Yeah, right? I'm assuming so.
So when he's going on tour, like he's been on tour with Drake, he's been on tour with Eminem, you name it, he's done a tour with like Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
He's used to sold out crowds, even on his own.
Yeah.
Never mind going on tour with somebody. On his own, he usually could sell out a crowd.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's on tour with Blink 182.
Which is odd.
He probably expected the same kind of crowd, but I don't think anyone expected them two to go on tour together, so people were confused by the mix.
And yeah, like if I saw the tickets, I'd be like, well, I don't know if I really want to go to this.
Right.
Like, I don't know what to expect.
Initially, I'm like, I want to go. And then after, I'm like, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do on stage?
Yeah.
To go from
Lil Wayne, though, and then what? Blink 182 comes out?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah.
It's just a really weird mix. And so if I were him, I probably would feel that way, too, if I saw that there was only maybe like half a crowd full when you're used to sold out stadiums. But at the same time, you got to think of your fans and the people who
bought tickets to see you.
At least, because he was only supposed to perform for an hour. It's a lot. But
yeah.
He made it 20 minutes through. Just do the
That's
the
all
rest
he did.
The
and
set.
Then he just walked off.
He walked off. He was like, there's not many of you here.
That's so rude.
He's
yeah, I'd be very upset.
He's probably used to people like, who knows? Maybe the crowd that was there for
more
for
Blink 182.
Blink 182 than
and
him.
Is Blink 182 the headliner or are they both the headliners?
They're the last act. So
yeah,
they're like, both like together, right?
Like they
but
said, that's the
he
headliner.
Goes first,
yeah.
They go afterwards. So,
so
I don't
maybe
know.
They just have to switch it around, maybe.
Maybe that, or maybe take turns every other show. One goes first, the other one goes last.
I don't know. Like, if I was going to that show, honestly, I probably would have went for Blink 182 myself.
See, if I went, I would have gone for Lil Wayne.
Yeah. And that's just us. Like, we're different, as is everyone.
And I also think, too, because they announced this tour about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
So they didn't give enough notice.
A month and a half?
Yeah. And then they just started it. So
where,
I think...
Where'd they start? Where'd they open? Did it say what city?
Somewhere in the States. I'm not sure where the show is. I gotta check.
But that's crazy.
Here, I'll check it up. But yeah, I just think it's weird. Like, the whole thing is weird. Because...
It was weird from the start. So I don't know what Lil Wayne expected out of it, but...
Yeah, I really don't know. Maybe he should have just not gone on the tour in the first place.
Like, if he thinks as a headliner, just do a show by himself without Blink 182.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's trying to stay relevant.
With Blink 182, who is not relevant anymore.
I really don't know, because a lot of these throwback shows are starting. Like the whole millennial tour with Drake for OVO Fest.
Yeah.
That's a whole thing, and I won't be surprised if it doesn't sell out for the first time, because OVO Fest always sells out.
Yeah, and you don't think it will?
For some reason, I just feel like people aren't going to pay $500 to go see a bunch of throwback artists.
$500?
Yeah. So today, tickets went on sale today.
Okay.
I go online and I check, and to say the far back lawn, starting rate is $500 for the Sunday. Yeah.
That's insane.
So I can only imagine the Monday when it's actually
Drake
headlining, how much those are going for. But to go see Chingy, like, what's he going to do?
What makes these artists think that people have that much money to see them, though?
I really don't know, but there are people out there who will pay that kind of money.
That's just too much, though.
It is.
Like,
it really is.
There's, like, they have fans all over, and sometimes they can't afford things like that. And so maybe that's why Blink 182 and Lil Wayne didn't sell out. Maybe their ticket prices were really high.
I swear, like, especially nowadays, it's like you have to work like three different jobs in order to go to a concert.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
Okay, their stop where Lil Wayne stopped the show was in Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah, maybe go somewhere like
really
Detroit.
That don't really sound like a place where Lil Wayne would like have the numbers.
Yeah.
So maybe they should have started at like New York or Vegas, California, anywhere, but... Virginia.
Poor Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Poor Lil Wayne. All right. We're going to get to a commercial break and then come back with the dating game here on Chicas Radio. It's your Hello Friday.
Scano, Oji Salazi, ni Gyaso, Ganya Kiono, Niwa Quenzode, Ganyata, Niwagi Shoute. And you're listening to 93.5 Chicas Radio.
It's the dating game.
All right, it's time for the dating game here on your Hello Friday, 93.5 GCast Radio. Carla with you. Tara is here.
And we have some guests
on
our show.
We've got a full house right now. Brent, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good.
This is your first time on air with us, right?
Yeah, it's. I'm really nervous.
It's okay. It's okay. Welcome to the show.
Just breathe.
It'll be fun.
Usa.
Okay, and Andrew's in the building.
You guys Andrew, just can't get rid of me on
we
air can. Today.
We really can't.
Live at the golf course, I walk in, I'm back on air.
Yeah.
Especially totally. When it comes to like girl chat type items.
Dating apps.
I'm always here. Yeah.
I feel this is Andrew's cup of tea.
Yeah. Sounds all right.
Okay, so we're going to talk about some weird dating apps that I came across.
Okay.
Number one is Mullet Passions. What do you guys think this
mullet?
One is?
Wait, just Mullet Passions?
It's called Mullet Passions. So I'm you can assuming, download it.
I'm assuming the guys have mullets is my thing.
Yeah, apparently there's enough fans of them out there.
Of
for
mullets.
A whole app.
Yep. You gotta get Jason on there. Is this for people like over 40 who are like grew up in the 80s? My speculation is.
I hope no one under 40 has a mullet right now.
I mean, I'm assuming
yeah,
I've seen people under 40 with mullets.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been like, hey, I really like your mullet.
You don't like the business in the front, the party in the back?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
Did you ever see the movie Joe Dirt?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Joe Dirt can pull it off, though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, for comedy.
Yeah, it's not for a good-looking guy, yeah.
Have you ever seen a girl with a mullet?
Yes.
Is that possible?
Really?
I've seen people's mothers with mullets.
Okay.
Like, you know
okay.
how it's like shade, but it's right. really long at the back?
Oh, yes. You know what? I've seen that.
I've
too.
Actually seen that now that he's... So, yeah, is it the guys that have mullets or...
All of them can...
Okay, so if I'm a girl and I don't have a mullet, do I go on that app?
You can if you're in, if you want to look for like a girl or a guy with a mullet, okay. then you can go on there. It's mm-hmm. just like if you want like someone who's over, I guess, 5'4", then you can go on the app and find somebody.
Is there an app that
liking?
Is for over 5'4"?
I'm sure I'm there is. I'm sure there
5'4".
Is.
5'4". Out of all the heights, yeah. you pick, they got to be over 5'4".
Let's hit that rewind button for a sec, yeah. right? And talk about how we went from mullet suit. You have to be 5'4".
Yeah. Are those filters in the mullet app?
I don't think so.
Did you check it out?
I should. I'm going to download
Please
it tonight.
Please do. She's
yeah.
on it.
And you got to let us know. She's on it. She's looking.
You
She's swiping.
It. You name it. I'm on it.
Love it.
Yeah. Tinder, Bumble, the whole thing. I'm on it.
What's the next one?
Okay. So the next one is refrigerating.
Oh, I know this one.
Wait. Why are you on it?
Why?
No, I know this one. Okay.
Okay. What is
do
it?
You mean?
So it's the inside of your fridge. It's the pictures of the inside of your fridge, right? And it goes
yes.
up on the site. Yeah, I know this one.
What? How do you know this?
I did a story about this like a month ago.
You sure you went on it?
I'm dead serious.
Oh, I'm sure he's on it. Probably made a profile.
Here's the thing. I live with my parents still, so it would be my parents' fridge. It's nothing to really
That's
show
perfect.
Off, right? Yeah, exactly.
You can
it's
just
nice
lie
and, clean. Yeah,
and say
exactly.
it's your fridge.
Okay, I know that what one. Is it?
But yeah, okay, so Andrew's right because yeah. he's been on it before, so yeah. he knows. But basically, you take a picture of your fridge, and you know when you go on like Tinder or any of those dating apps, you swipe right if you're
know.
Into the
I
person.
I don't know. I've never been on a dating
okay,
app.
Okay, so you swipe right if you like the way that the person looks in their photos. You
okay.
swipe left if you don't like them and you don't want to talk to them.
Okay.
So this is just you post a picture
of your,
what
fridge.
Your fridge looks
the
in- like.
The inside.
The inside.
The inside of your fridge.
To show like what you got in your
and
fridge.
That's it. That's
yeah.
all you put. Like,
and yeah. if you like it, you swipe right. If you don't like it, don't want to talk
Say
to the person,
you swipe right.
Left.
Do you eventually get to see pictures of them or is it just more pictures of their fruit?
I'd hope so.
Close-ups like.
You might get some pictures.
Like, here's grapes. Like, here's
Maybe
my juice.
Maybe some peaches.
Like, it sounds like really, really beneficial, right? Because some people have, like, a nasty fridge.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like, I would like to see... Ooh, you know who has a really good fridge?
Who?
Khloe Kardashian. Have
really?
You seen her organized fridge?
No.
If someone... If I saw a guy with a fridge like that, I would be into them.
Yeah, because they'd have a lot of money.
Yeah, I imagine her fridge is huge, right?
Yo, it is, yeah.
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 Like, her food probably goes bad.
But I would be curious, too, to see, like, you know how there's always the one or two drawers in the fridge?
Yes, mm-hmm. the crispers.
Like, what
they're
you put
crispers.
In there. Because I keep my vegetables and my fruits yep. in those. So I would be curious to thank
that's,
you.
That's
thank
where
you.
They go.
That's
where
the
they
right
go.
Place. Yeah. That is the right place.
I would get a swipe right on that. But I would be curious to see
so
what
would,
other people
so
put in
So if
there.
You like the fridge, would you be like, open your drawers?
Like, oh, that's a good line.
Yeah,
that's
right?
A good line.
Like, let me see what's in the crisper.
I will keep that in mind.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
There's so
I don't
many
know what
not
you would
safe
say
work
on
our right.
fridge. Like, that's ridiculous.
I don't know. Brent, would you be into this app or no?
I think I would, because, like, I love food.
that's
like,
facts.
True.
But my facts. Profile would just, like, my fridge would just have, like, juice boxes.
Okay.
So how many foods would you say... You saw in the fridge that you liked before you swiped right.
There'd have to be hummus in there.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, I love hummus.
That's
but that's
one.
It. So as soon as you see hummus, you're like,
yes,
swipe
yes.
right.
Not if there's like stains or anything. Like, you know, people's like stuff just spills in their fridge.
True. They don't clean it.
There's gonna be that one fridge that just has a thing of hummus like super like. Super mm-hmm. like super yeah. Like, yeah.
And yeah, what are we talking about really? Like
a fridge with hummus in it. Yeah.
What's something that you would see in the fridge that you would be turned off by?
Dirty.
Besides spills.
Like, oh. Yeah. Okay.
Is there like I don't know. A food or something that like onions or something that would turn you
off?
Yeah,
well, I don't like onions, so I don't know.
I don't know.
Like more than 2 tubs of mayo, I feel like.
Oh
I hate mayo. Yeah. I think I've told you guys this. Yeah. Like, I have a phobia of mayo.
Phobia. Yeah. Carla's would be ketchup. Mine would be a ketchup bottle, swipe left.
No, I'm okay with like looking at the bottle, but don't ask me to try.
But she'll eat ketchup chips.
Right, yes. What the heck? Yeah, you guys told me that ketchup chips taste the same as ketchup. So I gotta try that on
They're
fries.
Flavored
salt and
ketchup.
Vinegar chips taste like salt and vinegar.
I beg to differ. Oh. I feel like
what?
I don't like ketchup chips either.
They're supposed to.
But do you eat ketchup?
Yeah, I don't just eat ketchup by itself, no. Tara. Come on.
Come on now. He's got more respect for himself than that.
Hummus and ketchup. Yes.
Yes. Okay, so the final one is the Wingman app. Now, when I first heard of this, I was like, okay, this is an app for like your friends to go and find somebody for you, right?
I think I know what this one is,
Yeah,
too.
That's not it at
What is
all.
It? Okay, that's so, what I would have thought it was.
She just explained it, didn't she?
Yeah. No, that's not what it is.
I thought it was that.
Okay. It's like your friends, like, ooh, this person's good for my friend.
I think I know what this one is, too.
You would know all these apps.
What?
Because I talk
Andrew
about
knows.
Them on air.
No, you must try them.
How many apps are you on right now?
This
Let's look at your phone.
I'm going to guess is for like pilots and flight attendants.
Oh, that's a good guess. You're close.
Is it not?
So it's not for like, I guess they could use them too.
Okay.
They could use this app too, but Wingman app is for people flying at airports. Like if you're getting on a flight and you want to meet somebody
on the airplane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can actually download this app and it asks you what your flight number is, what your flight company is that you're flying with, and it'll actually give you a list of all the people who are on your flight
that are
also
Wingman?
On the app.
Yeah.
And then you can just, I guess, I don't know, go sit with them at the the waiting.
My dad would have to be delayed,
That's
I feel like.
So weird.
Yeah, at the terminal, you
That's
can sit
That's kind of creepy, actually, too. Like, you're so close to them.
That one is kind of dumb to me and all. But like, I don't get it.
If they're a weirdo, you never have to see them ever again.
Like, what if you have a layover, though?
But you could have just avoided them.
You're stuck on an 8-hour flight with them.
Not if your seat's, like, right next to them.
Hopefully not.
Well, then you're stuck with them.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it's for? You get your seat rearranged to sit by them?
No.
Can you imagine?
They should put a filter that you could do that if you end up liking the person.
Yeah.
I mean, planes are just making people's dreams happen.
Like, I feel there would be guys, like, just picking flights with tons of layovers so they can meet new girls on new flights.
True.
There's going to be people trying to get, like, free things out of this flight. Oh, I forgot my wallet. Can you buy me a drink or something?
Hold on. Be honest. You guys have never been at, like, in the waiting, like at the terminal, and checking somebody out. You've never done that?
No.
What?
Well, no. Maybe.
No.
Okay.
I've been like.
So you have? And you're like, oh my God, is he on Wingman?
No. No. Because I just found out about this app. But if I knew
But now
about
you're
it,
like, yeah, I'm downloading this.
But there's been times where you're waiting online to go and waiting in line to go board your flight, and I'll see a cute guy and I'll just give them like a look. You know?
You on You've flight never, number blank blank.
You guys have never done that.
I've
never seen
I'm one
a
of those
cute
people
person.
Who like would lose their passport easily. So I'd be too like nervous and worried about my like what's in my pockets. Like, okay, did I forget my passport? Like
I have to agree with you. But,
what's
that.
The,
I'm very
what's
nervous.
The look?
That's how I am.
What's the look?
What's the eyes that you give him?
You kind of just look at them
and you're like, oh, okay.
And then they look away.
Maybe next time you have the
wow.
I'm joking.
Maybe next time you have the app open on your phone and like, you know, join Wingman.
Download it.
All my info's right here.
Yeah.
Take
this
a look.
Woman is trying to sell me an app.
Why does she keep giving
she
me
works
the look?
For Apple.
Yeah. I can't. But yeah, I could see how it could be sketchy. Any of these apps could be sketchy.
Out of all those three, though, let's play a little game.
Which one would you try?
Which one would you try?
What was the first one?
Out of all three.
If you had to, like, say you're single.
Yeah, what was the first one again?
Like, say you're single and you got to pick one.
Mullet one.
The
Here
mullet
are options.
Fridge.
Mullet passions, refringer, dating, and wingman.
Is it refringer or refriger?
Refriger.
Okay. That's I was like, fringe. Okay.
I was thinking Tinder.
Okay, so which one would you...
I would do wingman.
Me too. I would go with the wingman. What about you, Brent?
I want to say Wingman too because I want to be one of those people that's always traveling enough to have this app.
But I feel you like the fridge one.
But I really like the fridge one. I have to go with the fridge one.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't fly enough. I fly maybe once a year, so I'm going to the fridge one.
Well, me and Carla, we're already travelers. The fridge one.
Andrew's already got the fridge one.
Yeah, he already has it. He's like, I got this one. He's going to download the mullet one after.
Absolutely.
Let us know how that goes.
Going to grow my note.
Yeah.
So no one's into mullets here? Oh, that's sad.
No.
Sorry.
Are you
all out there with mullets, huh?
Are you?
No.
No.
I don't.
So why do you feel sad for that?
I feel bad if you have a mullet. Like,
well, like a lot of hockey players have mullets.
Why?
Yeah.
Really?
I noticed that.
Yeah, like some now, like for the playoffs and stuff. Right. Patty Kane.
I have to be on the lookout more now and see. For maybe mullets? Maybe I'll see a cute guy with a mullet.
Maybe on Wingman.
I don't think. Yeah. Maybe on Wingman. On all your flights and layovers.
Yeah, exactly.
It's your Hello Friday. That's your dating game here on 93.5 GCast Radio. We want to hear from you. The mullet passions, refrigerating, or Wingman. Which one would you try? Hit us up.
Chukasa Radio, 93.5. All the hits, all the best hip-hop and R&B.
Hey, we're back with Hello Friday. And now we're going to talk about the next viral challenge.
Yeah, so it's the latest one that's been going on. It's called the Bottle Cap Challenge.
Yes.
Have you all heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's crazy. Have you seen
it? I love it.
Who's your favorite?
Jason Statham's up there because he's a boss. Like,
yeah. Mariah Carey's was kind of cool.
Mariah Carey's was crazy.
Hers
was
extra.
It was fake.
Because how else would it pop up like that?
Come on. The echoes from her vocals?
Did you watch Ryan Reynolds? He did it with...
Yeah, he missed it.
So if you haven't heard of the Bottle Cap Challenge, basically it's where you unscrew the lid on a bottle and you leave it on there and then...
Someone holds it, I feel.
Yeah, I think
someone
tapes
it.
You either base it or hold it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you do a roundhouse kick to try to kick the bottle cap off.
Well, any kind of kick, really.
Yeah. Okay, or anything.
Not a roundhouse, a back kick.
Like
a spinning back kick, actually.
I kind of liked Kendall Jenner's.
Okay.
She was on
a lot of backlash because of that.
Why?
Okay, so Kendall Jenner, she was on a jet ski in the middle of the ocean. Mm-hmm. And she goes to kick the bottle cap off the bottle.
She did.
In the middle of the ocean.
Oh, okay.
The bottle cap is in the middle of the ocean. We're trying to ban plastic right now.
They found it.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Like I think she posted a thing after, like, here, calm down.
Picked it up.
Anything to, like, complain.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she could have just found a random bottle cap.
That's what I'm saying.
I would have if I was her.
Yeah. That's but I
sad.
Get it. I get it, though.
Yeah.
Like, we're trying to ban plastic, and then you go and you throw plastic.
Yeah, she should be mindful of that.
It was a really cool idea.
It was cool.
Yeah. Jet ski. Yeah.
I liked it. Yeah.
It was a good video.
She was challenged by Haley
Baldwin.
Haley Baldwin.
Yeah. Bieber.
Bieber.
Haley. Oh, yeah.
She has
Haley
so
Bieber
many names now.
And Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Did you guys see Justin's?
No.
They were in Cambridge at their house. They had to have been. Did you see the trees?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's schnapps.
So Justin.
Cambridge.
I know my schnapps, okay?
Like Cambridge, Ontario?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where he lives.
He has a house there.
You did not know
this? Yeah, they bought like a big mansion.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's where they are because they're not in LA because there's no palm trees. Like, that's like a bush. That's Cambridge.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a Cambridge location.
And the alcohol was like McGinnis, like peach schnapps. But it wasn't peach. It was cherry.
But everyone,
or like cherry whiskey.
Everyone is like not even talking about Bieber doing the challenge. It's what he says.
What did he say?
What did he say?
You haven't seen it?
I saw it, but I didn't see it with sound.
Before the kick, he goes, this is Tom Cruise's head.
Oh.
So he's bringing that up again.
I saw he challenged Tom Cruise.
Or he said this could be Tom Cruise's head.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Is that for real? Are they actually fighting?
No. Bieber's just being an idiot.
Tom Cruise hasn't even said anything about it.
No, I don't even know if Tom Cruise knows the internet.
I was going to say, I don't think Tom Cruise has social media, so he has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
He's older than me.
He'll find out in 2 years, and then he's like, okay.
You want to fight?
Yeah.
Yeah. So would you guys try this challenge?
We're totally going to try this challenge, and we should do it. One of us, which one wants to do it?
I think it's Andrew.
Ooh, Andrew wants to
I've
do
been
it.
Waiting Andrew's to do
So
this.
After the show, we'll go out front, I guess, so that you have lots of room to do your kick.
Warming up right now.
I think Brent will hold the bottle.
Yes.
Brent will be the holder of the bottle, and I'll videotape.
Don't kick my hat off.
And
I'll try.
Should we post the bloopers, too, or you think you're going to get it right on?
Don't put this pressure on me, all right?
Yeah. Our fans want to know, though. They want to see.
Honest, I'm being honest. I think by the third attempt.
You'll get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Okay. I hope so.
Are you going to do it with, like, shoes on or off?
Oh, that's a good question.
On.
On?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to, like, jump into it or, like, just, you know, like...
Listen, I play soccer, but I'm not that athletic.
You're,
right?
Yeah, you're the goalie. You just stand there.
Do you have a belt on?
Here we go.
What? Do you have a belt on? No, somebody did the challenge. Like, this guy did it, and I guess he had loose pants on. So
I know which video you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So when he went to go kick the cap off, his pants fell down, and you see
that was on. So if you don't have a belt on, we will get you one. Mm-hmm. I don't have one.
Just make sure that they're tight.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Okay. All right. So we'll try that after the show. And we'll post it on social media and let everyone see Jukasa's Andrew bottle cap challenge.
King.
Yes. And then you have to challenge some people.
Challenging all you guys.
Maybe within house. Yeah. Carla.
You're going to challenge me?
Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Josh.
I don't even know how to kick.
That's the point. I got to see it.
Yeah, we
got to
see it. Yeah, that's a good one.
Do a Mariah Carey. Yeah. Scream.
Just sing with your voice.
So, wait, you guys actually think that's fake?
Of course it is.
Yeah, I think it's fake.
Well,
it goes like flying.
But you don't see anybody touch the cap and move
That's
it
true.
Off.
How do they do it?
But does physics work like that? Can you just like sing and then...
I'm pretty sure.
You know what? I have a voice of an angel, so we'll try that also after the show.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know what? We can recreate it, but without it will be Tara instead of Mariah.
Yeah, yeah. Because keep in mind, she was in a hallway when it happened, so there's a lot of echo that happens in there.
I don't know, though, to make it
vibrations.
To shoot straight up,
to
though?
Really, exactly, to really... Really shoot straight up.
I could
up,
see maybe like, oh,
power.
Fall over a little.
We'll
like,
have to
on
try
the
it
bottle,
in
but
our
her shot
here.
Straight up. We can try
spun.
It.
Like,
we'll try it.
It spun.
It
up.
Did spin. Yeah, it yeah. spun. Like, come yeah, on, Carla.
Fake. I mean, unless somebody photoshopped a hand out of that video.
I feel true. Someone like blew on it, maybe. Like,
yeah, yeah. Or invisible
oh,
wire.
Yeah.
I was thinking that.
You know what?
Yeah. There we go.
Tara, yeah. That's true. Somebody could have just blew it off.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. My theory is someone had like something to blow wind on it and they like just blew wind and it spun off out of camera.
Yeah.
That
I think that could happen, right?
That didn't too. I just say that?
No, you said, what did you say?
You basically said the same thing, just not off camera.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Close enough.
Okay.
Okay. Well, stay tuned for that video. We're going to post it after the show today. We've got more coming up right after this.
Are you ready for one complete hour of Indigenous music?
This is Logan Stats, a.k.a. the love child of rock and roll.
Yo, what up? This is I'm H-Town. Chasing money,
all I know. This is PJ Vegas.
Tune in for Indigenous Hour every night from 8 to 9 p.m. on Jukasa Radio.
We're back. It's your Hello Friday here on 93.5 Jukasa Radio. So we're actually going to do something that we haven't done
yet. We haven't done it yet.
Yeah, it's called our Spotlight.
Yes.
So basically, if you have anybody that you would like us to highlight, you can send us a message on our Facebook
yes,
page
absolutely.
At Jukasa Radio. Email promo@jukasaradio.com as well. Today, we are going to highlight Brent Beauchamp. Did I say that right?
Beauchamp.
Yeah, Beauchamp.
There we go.
He's our summer student.
Yes.
Yes, and he's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. You've done a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, you're how old?
I'm 20 now.
Right. And you did a lot. You accomplished a lot, especially last summer.
Well, so. Yeah, I'd like to think.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What'd you do last summer, Brent?
So last summer during June, I got to be part of like a series as a background extra. It's called Outlander.
Mm-hmm. What's the show about?
The show is basically like a time travel show where this woman, her last name's Beauchamp, and she travels back and
really? Wait,
yeah, I didn't
side
know.
Note.
No?
Side
really?
Note. Like, there's a whole story behind that,
okay.
too, right?
Okay.
Like, okay.
That's
so,
crazy.
Yeah, so she travels back in time into Scotland, and she meets, like, this man, Jamie, and they fall in love. And then it's basically, like, kind of real life, like, history, like, of Scotland. And, mm-hmm. like, in my season that I'm in, they end up traveling to North America during the colonial period. So there's indigenous people like still.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, like living like their lifestyle they did before, and they come across Cherokee people and Mohawk people, a Mohawk village.
Is this where you were in the show?
Yeah. So okay. Yeah, my part was I was a Cherokee background extra.
Yeah.
And Mohawk background extra.
That's so neat.
Cool. Yeah.
So what did you have to do? Like, just sit there or like were you in the background playing?
So like we were filming for a whole month. So the Cherokee scene is, I think, in the fifth episode of season four.
Okay.
And I'm only in the background for about 5 seconds. And there's like a part where, like, I guess spoilers for whoever's Outlander fans. But like they attack one, like the main character, Jamie. And I'm like in the background with like a, what do you call the one? Those, like the ball with. It's like a weapon.
I don't know.
I forget
an
what
arrow?
It's called.
No. It's a mace.
Not a mace.
All right.
A club. Just a club. We'll call it
okay.
a club.
Okay. Yeah. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. A war club. Yep.
Yeah. So I have a war club. And then I'm in that scene. And then in a different scene.
Do you hit anyone with your war club?
No.
Oh.
Unfortunately not.
Oh, okay.
No, so in the other part, I'm in the Mohawk Village. So I'm in probably the last episode, so you can just see me in the background. And I'm in a scene where, like, they're having a campfire and they're singing with the drums and stuff, and there's a shot of me there. And while filming, though, they actually got me to play lacrosse, so I was a lacrosse player.
Oh, that's
so neat. Yeah, like, I'm in the background playing lacrosse with, like, the traditional sticks and, like, a woven ball, like a leather ball and whatnot.
So you were there for a month.
Yes.
And how much airtime would you say? 10 seconds in total?
About all together?
Yeah.
I'd say about a good 15 to 20 seconds, which is a lot.
Yeah.
Because some of the other extras, there's 100 of us, and they were there, like, in filming, and, like, I thought that they would have had a lot of screen time, but they didn't get no screen time at all.
And you were shooting every single day that month, right? Yeah. You had to wake up at, what, 5 in the morning?
5 in the morning, and then the bus would take us to the site where we would do hair and makeup and costume, and that would take at least 3 hours.
And every day?
Every morning. Well, Monday to Friday. So they also fed us breakfast, too.
Well, I hope they feed you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was free and everything, so.
And you shaved?
They shaved his head every day, right?
Yeah, so they had to shave my head, shave my armpits. Like, I had to have no hair.
You had to be hairless?
I had to be hairless. Well, just my armpits and my head. And, well, I don't really have a mustache, so they didn't shave that.
Right.
But, yeah, so they did that. And they'd have to shave my head every single day while I was getting ready with hair and makeup. And then, yeah, I was pretty much bald. But my hair would grow in by the end of the day. So they shaved my head in the morning. And by like 11 o'clock at night when I'd get done my shift, since it would take that long, I would have like hair that would already be growing in already.
Really?
So they'd have to go back and shave that next morning.
I'm like amazed though that you were there for a month. Mm-hmm. You got ready Monday to Friday.
Yes.
Shot scenes all day, I'm assuming?
Yeah. Like
And in total, you're in 20 seconds?
Yeah.
Wow. That makes you think about movies and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Because they film the same scene, like a 5-minute scene would probably take them almost all day to.
Right.
Well, half a day for 5 minutes, but like the one part of the episode would take probably 2 days to film for just one part of like the episode, like 20 minutes of like one episode.
Wow.
It would take them a long time because we'd have different directors each day that would come in. Well, not like there'd be a different director every week, maybe.
Mm hmm.
And they would just—it would be what they wanted. So if they weren't they weren't happy with the scene, they would make us reshoot it over and over and over and over again.
So how did you hear about the role? Because I remember seeing, actually, now that you mention it, I remember seeing people post it on social media that they were looking for people to go out to Scotland
So I saw it on like Facebook. My dad showed me he actually wanted me to give a shout out. And he's like, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have gotten it.
Of course.
I think he's listening right
shout
now.
Shout out to dad.
Yeah. Yes.
So I see it on Facebook. And then, like, I saw the audition. I'm like, well, might as well just go to it. Like, I'm not doing anything that Saturday anyways.
Yeah.
Like, it's a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's free. Like, just, yep.
Try.
So I auditioned in Toronto. I had to wake up, go early in the morning to Toronto. I was, like, one of the first people to get there. It was at the Friendship Center off Spadina Street. I forget. But, yeah, so I showed up. It was, like, this building, and, like, there was a guy with a camera. There was two guys at the table, and we had to wait in a lineup of people, other Native, Indigenous people, and... they asked me my name, what nation I am. I said I was Mohawk, and they asked her, he's like, oh, would you be, like, okay doing, like, action scenes and, like, lacrosse and stuff?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, like, that's, like, from, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, lacrosse originates from Six Nations, right. Anyway, Iroquois people. So, yeah, I said that, and he's, like, really interested. So I think that's one of the reasons I got the part, too, because I'm actually Mohawk.
That's so neat.
Yeah.
So we have a little star.
Right, right here.
Yeah. We have a singer and an actor.
Stop. So where can people check out the show? The first three seasons are on Netflix.
The first, yeah.
The fourth one that you're in.
The fourth season will eventually be on Netflix because it takes time. But you can watch it on Starz, which is online. That's the company that the show's from. So.
Okay. So we did this little questionnaire with you just for fun. Okay. So what's your favorite TV show?
So my favorite TV show currently... would have to be Schitt's Creek, I think. I find it really funny.
Yeah.
But of all time.
I haven't heard of it.
With what?
Yeah, no,
they
I haven't.
They shot it in Brantford, last week.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Really? No, I didn't.
Like, 2 weeks ago, they were in Brantford filming.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
I knew it was filmed in Canada. I knew it didn't. I think,
like,
it was Ontario. The
like,
part
Eugene
of it was
Levy was in Brantford.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay, so what about your favorite Disney movie?
So... Pixar falls into the same category,
It totally
right?
does, yeah. Pixar is Disney.
It would have to be The Incredibles.
I love the Incredibles. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I've actually.
The first one?
The first one, yeah. Okay. Like, I would watch that. Like, my mom had a TV, like, in the back of her car, and I'd watch that, like, almost, like, every day when I would be driving anywhere. Like, I had the video game. I love that movie. Oh.
And what's a food that you absolutely hate? I think we already heard it earlier in the show.
Yeah, it's mayonnaise. I hate mayonnaise.
Really?
And it's not that bad.
It's.
Like, I like mayonnaise.
It smells gross.
You know what? I've never smelled mayonnaise.
Maybe we got to do that. Yeah, and then maybe we'll be
like, turned what's off. What's in it? Like egg?
I don't even know.
Let's
I don't want to know.
Let's not talk about it. What about your favorite sports movie?
It'd have to be Creed. I like that movie, Creed.
Okay, yeah.
Like, and all the Rocky movies, because like I'd watched those growing up with my dad, and like I just found them really interesting. Like,
I think that was Josh's. Wasn't it Rocky?
Yes.
Yeah, that was his like, number
I would
one.
Call,
yeah.
I would call them classics. Like,
yeah.
And the Creed, I really liked it because they took the original soundtrack from the original Rocky movies and they like kind of did like a modern like.
Yeah.
They remixed it a little bit and it sounded really good. Like the soundtrack, music,
That's what you like about it.
Yeah, it's all so good.
And what's your favorite thing to do in the summer?
Well, I have a Jeep Wrangler, so I like to take the top off that. Okay. Yeah.
I would love to do that.
I said I want to ride in the Jeep with like no doors on and nothing. I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, like I can get a tan while I'm riding.
Except it was starting to rain yesterday.
Yeah, except for when it rains. Yeah. Like you need to park it in a garage or something. Yeah. So I don't know, do that. Go to concerts. Like I just bought tickets to that Veld Music Festival.
Right. That's gonna be good.
Yeah, that should
Cardi
be fun.
B.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to her.
So awesome, Brent. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us for our first spotlight ever.
You're our first one.
All right. Well, speaking of favorite things to do in the summer, we're gonna do our final countdown right now. So here it is.
5. That was the best acting I've ever seen in my whole life.
4. And number 1. 3.
Just say I'm the best. Just say
2.
You ain't first, you're last.
1.
It's the final countdown.
Carla and Tara back with you here on 93.5 GKS Radio. It's your Hello Friday. We've got the final countdown right now. We're going to count down the 5 things that we like to do in the summertime.
Yes, we are. Okay. So we'll start with my number 5, I guess.
Yes.
So my favorite thing in the summer is to watch my kids play sports.
Aww.
I'm such a mom.
No, that's so
but
cute,
like,
though.
Like, Thomas plays baseball and Gracie plays soccer. So every night of the week, I'm there cheering them on. And I mean, I love it. I wouldn't be anywhere else.
Yeah, no, especially it's definitely sports season right now. We got soccer, baseball, anything that you can think of.
I don't know. Okay, what's your number 5?
My number 5 is going on carnival rides.
Oh, because there's so many carnivals.
Yeah, like you can't do that in the winter.
That's true. What's your favorite carnival ride?
The strawberry ride.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you like to spin.
Yeah, okay. In the strawberry.
So we also have Josh's. He's not here. He's on the golf course.
I'm surprised by his.
But I didn't look at them yet. We had strict rules. We weren't supposed to read them till we looked at it. So I'm going to read Josh's, and his number 5 is camping.
Yeah.
And I'll read what he gave us.
He wrote paragraphs for us.
So it's like.
So prepared.
Okay. Now, I was never one to go camping, but last summer I was granted my first opportunity to do so, and it was a life-changing experience. This was a legit camping trip. They had all of us sleeping in tents, swimming in the bay, sitting in front of the fire in the evening. Everything, for the most part, was incredible, but I did have a minor allergic reaction to nature. I can't go camping this summer, but I'm very much looking forward to doing it again next summer. And thank you, Josh, for your number 5, camping.
I can't with him.
He's crazy.
He did this on purpose.
He did. So my number 4 is I like to go hiking.
Oh.
Like on the trails where there's like waterfalls.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah. Like, because if it's hot, then like you get in the waterfall, you cool off. Mm-hmm. And they're so nice for pictures.
Have you been to the ones in Hamilton?
I've been to a few in Hamilton, yes.
Yeah, they're nice. It's the waterfall capital of the world. There we go.
Hamilton is.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Good to know.
So you should go out there.
What's your number 4?
My number 4 is going to the cottage.
Okay.
I love it. I love the fact that you could just have bonfires at night.
Yeah.
You can just go to the beach
whenever you want. Fires at night?
In Hamilton, it is illegal. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's kind
of
sad.
I believe it is for all of Ontario, but in Hamilton, I know for sure.
Not on the reserve.
Yeah, not
they
on the res.
Fires
yeah.
any day of the week.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you can read Josh's number four.
All right. Number four for Josh is swimming. So there is nothing better than on a hot summer day, jumping into the pool or any body of water. When you think of summer, few things come to mind right away over swimming. It is the official start to summer when you can go swimming in Canada and people don't judge you for it.
So he must like to swim.
Who swims in the winter? Yeah.
Do you think he's one of those polar bear dip guys?
Oh, I don't know. I could see that, though. I could see him trying to plunge in that cold water.
With, like, one of those caps on?
Would you ever try that?
No.
Definitely not.
I know some people, like, some of my relatives have done it, and they said it's amazing. Really? They said it really feels good on your body, maybe, but I feel it would be, like, a shock.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so cold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Too cold for us.
Yeah. My number three is summer concerts.
Ooh, that's
outdoor
a good one,
concerts are amazing.
Yeah.
Like, everyone... Like, it even just sounds better.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's having a good time. You're not in a building, stuffy, I guess, touching, like, so close to you, people.
Yeah, you get to enjoy the sun.
You're outside, and it's amazing. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's my number three for sure.
All right, well, number three for me are bonfires. So I guess that plays into the cottage thing. But yeah. Bonfires, for sure.
Yeah.
Anywhere that I could go make
Do you
one,
make
I'll
s'mores?
Make one. Yes. Oh, s'mores. Okay. I love telling scary stories.
Oh, I don't like that part.
No?
No.
I think it's so fun. I don't sleep at night after, but it's fun in the moment.
So you enjoy it in the moment, but at night you're like, no.
And the best part is when someone brings like a guitar or something and starts singing.
Oh, yeah. I have a cousin who sings guitar. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. Shout out Dan.
There you go. There you go. There's the plug.
Okay. And Josh's number three. I own over 30 NBA jerseys, and I exclusively wear them between May and October every year. Obviously, I love basketball, but ever since I was a kid, I would spend the summer wearing a basketball jersey. It's basically my official uniform. All my friends would agree that jersey and shorts is my preferable attire for a night out in the summer, and I can't wait for warm weather to hit so I can bust them out. So Josh's number three is wearing his basketball jerseys. However, I feel I have seen Josh wear basketball jerseys not in May.
Okay.
Like before May.
Because I was just going to say, I have a feeling I've seen him with his guns out in a jersey
and if
in
not,
the wintertime.
And if you don't have the guns out, he still has a t-shirt on underneath it, right?
Something sporty.
I think we're going to have to check with his list because I don't feel that was the proper one.
Right. All right. Number two, Tara, what's yours?
My number two is family get-togethers and barbecues.
Aww, yes.
And friends get-togethers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have parties, like bonfires again, sitting around, playing games, like that cornhole game.
I don't know that one.
With, like, the beanbags.
Oh, yes.
Horseshoes is a big one in my family.
Yeah, I like playing that, too.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of getting okay, like, good at horseshoes. my family plays baseball.
Nice.
They're big sports fans. So, it's a lot of fun getting together.
Yeah, like in the summertime, everyone just always wants to be outside.
Every weekend. Every weekend, I feel like something should be going on.
Yeah, it's totally nice.
To enjoy the weather. Okay, what's your number two?
Number two for me is patios, only because you can't do this in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And I just love being, again, outside with my friends, like just being on a patio.
They're nice.
You see people walking by, like everybody's in a good mood. You never see anybody in a bad mood on a patio.
I love when they have like the bistro lighting too, like the lights hanging.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of new ones now where you can actually like play games like Jenga, life-size Jenga.
What, outside?
Connect Four. Yeah, the life-size ones out on their patios, too. So that's a lot of fun.
I need to do that.
Mm-hmm, I'll take you.
Yeah,
we'll go.
Yes, let's do that. Josh is number two.
All right. His is barbecuing.
Okay.
I'm not surprised by this one. He says, as I stated earlier, nothing comes to mind. As I stated earlier, nothing comes to mind quicker when